所以保罗就说我活着已经不再是我，而是基督了，因为我的老我已经被钉在十字架上。
When Jesus died on the cross, he also died for our sin nature.
所以当耶稣即使死在十字架，他也是为我们的这个罪的本性而死。
And he dealt a death blow to the power of sin.
然后他把这个罪把它彻底的给他消灭了。
Through the cross.
靠的就是十字架。
We have the Holy Spirit of God indwelling us.
因为十字架，所以我们里面有神的圣灵与我们同在。
Because God took away all the curse of our life.
因为神把我们生命里面的一些咒诅都拿掉了。
So Holy Spirit is living in you now.
圣灵现在就在你里面存活着。
So you can deal with all the problems of sin nature, the selfishness and the pride.
所以这样你才能够对付你里面的一些罪性所产生的东西，好比你的自傲等等。
That's why the cross is so important to us.
所以说十字架对我们有如此的重要。
But more importantly too, today we want to see that God wants you and I to spread the message of the cross.
更重要的是，今天神要你我把这个信息能够传播出去。
So let's take a look.From our outline here, we must proclaim the cross.
所以我们看一下，我们今天大纲就是我们必须要传扬主的十字架。
So would you join me in reading this passage in 1 Corinthians 17 and 18 with the Chinese first and then the English second?
大家一起念，然后中文先，英文后。
好，再请啊，我注意，基督差
遣
我。
原不是为施浸，乃是为传福音，并不是用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
Ready in English.
For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom and the eloquence.
But
this, the cross of
Christ
be emptied
of
its power.
For the
message
of
the cross
is
foolishness
to
those
who
are
perishing,
but
to
us
who
are being
saved,
it is the
power
of
God. Thank you. Now, continue in the next verse, and I'll read for you this time. But we preach Christ crucified.A stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 中文的，
我们却是传定十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，因为我曾定了主意。在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
That's why we must preach Jesus in the church and the cross of the church.
为什么我们在教会里面要传讲耶稣的十字架
？Because that's the way to preach the gospel.
因为传讲神的信息就是要传讲十字架。
Yeah, the gospel. That's the gospel that God wants you and I to share.
所以这个好消息就是神耶稣基督为我们钉十字架，这个就是好消息。
And then all the believers have been sent to proclaim this gospel, meaning the cross.
所以我们的信徒都被差遣要去传，要传讲这个福音。这个福音就是这个十字架。
And this is Jesus' command.
耶稣的命令。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施浸。凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Not only this passage, and you will remember also in the book of Mark, in chapter 16.
然后马可福音第十六章也同样的提到这个 这个细细大使命。
Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes, notice, and is baptized, will be saved. But whoever does not believe, will be condemned."
好，我们看到马可福音又讲说，他又对他们说：“你们住往普天下去，传福音给万民。万民就是原文是凡受造的听，信而受洗的，请注意，受洗的必然得救，不信的必然定罪。”
And then in the book of Luke, again Jesus here opened the hearts and mind of the people of the disciples who know the scripture, and then he told them, "This is what is written."The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead of the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of nations beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things.
那路加福音又说，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道。从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。
谢谢。Now let us read the most famous passage, right? Acts 1:8. Let's all read together.
我们一起念哈，《使徒行传》。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit
comes on you, and you will be my
witnesses in
Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Samaria, 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 and
Samaria, and Samaria, and Samaria, and Samaria, and Samaria,So that means that all of us are involved in sharing the gospel to the people in this world.
我们全所有的人，所有的信徒都有都要去传讲神的福音。
And especially for you who live around this area, the people in Irvine or Mission Viejo, Laguna Hill, Laguna Wood, and all these places.Sorry, some place I didn't mention, but it's involved. You need to share the gospel with your neighbors and friends.
所以我们住在这个社区的，不管您是住在这个尔湾，或者是Mission Viejo，或者 Laguna Niguel、Leisure World 等等等等，我们都必须要跟我们的邻居传这个福音。
And we thank God that today many, many Chinese are doing that.
感谢神，现在有很多中国人就在已经在这做这件事情了。
Not only in United States and California，
不只是在美国或者加州而已。
Especially in China today，
特别是在中国大陆。
According to 2013 June， Gordon Conwell Seminary gave a report from the Center of Study of Global Christianity。
在2013年6月，一个大学他做了一个调查，整个全球性的一个调查。
The annual growth rate of the whole world, the number one nation, the fastest growing, it was Nepal, N-E-P-A-L, the one that had earthquake.
Really?
Yes.
他说全球性传福音最快的一个国，速度增长速度最快的一个国家，第一个是尼泊尔，就是刚刚发生地震那个地方。
They grow in the rate of 10.93% a year.
他们每年生殖率是 10.93 几乎是 11%。
But the problem is their population is so small.
但是问题是他们人口非常少。
And the Christian population beginning will be small too.
所以它即使增长很快，但是基督成长还是非常少。
So today the whole nation of Nepal is only about 3.6% Christians.
所以尼泊尔这个整个国家大概只有 3.6% 是基督徒。
But guess who's the number two?
但是各位猜猜，第二生长率最快的第二名是谁
？China，
中国。
Average growth of Christian rate is 10.86%。
中国的基督徒成长率是10.86%。
And then, therefore, they estimate the Christian population in China now is 10.6%。
中国大陆现在基督徒的人口的比例是10.6%。
You figure out in your head how what's the population in China now?
乘以大概乘以11%嘛，你把中国的人口。
So we could say that close to 120 120 to 130 million people are Christian in China today.
中国大陆多少？14亿是吧？
Yeah, 13, 14,
乘以大概 10% 左右的话，多少？
So from this center,
数学好了可以算一算哈。
From this seminary center, they estimate by the year of 2030, China would become the country with the most Christian in the world.
所以到2030年，他们预测中国大陆会成为全世界基督徒人口最多的国家。
Now China is only number three.
现在中国大陆只是第三名。
The highest percentage probably in United States.
今天第一名的还是美国，基督最多的国家。
And then the number two number of Christians in Brazil.
然后第二个基督徒多的国家是巴西。
But just take a few years, China will surpass.
要十再过个十几年的话，中国大陆就是全世界基督徒人口最多的国家。
Why?
为什么?
Because these people preach the cross.
因为有很多基督徒现在是在跟人宣讲神的福音。
We have some video here, Chinese and English, can show you how these underground churches, how these pastors, under persecutions, they still preach Christ.
待会儿 给大家放一个 tape 哈，就是说这些中国大陆所谓的很多些 地方教会的弟兄姐妹跟牧师们，他们是在逼迫之下还是要传讲神的福音。
And therefore Christians keep growing and growing.
所以基督徒人口那个成长这么的快。
They growing in the pace is faster than the communist members in China.
他们成长的速度 远比共产党的成长的速度要快很多。
That's why the government afraid.
这也是为什么政府会有些
Chinese, that's why
有些不安哈。
They take down all the crosses now in some part of China.
有些地方他们就是命令他们把这个十字架要拿下来，拆下来。
Christians are growing so fast.
因为他们成长的太快了。
These people are suffering.
因为大家都在受苦。
They have to be put in jail.
他们必须要关到监牢里，受到逼迫。
But they share the gospel.
但他们还是去传。
And that's why they grow.
为什么他们会成长那么快？就是他们去传。
You say, "Oh, I want to share the gospel too."
你说我也要啊，我也要做啊。
How do I do that?
我怎么去传呢？
Very easy.
很简单。
Well, pass out this VBS flyer.
大家就很简单，这是一个很好的工具。这是我们马上要开始一个暑期圣经学校，给小孩子，就是从幼稚园到小学六年都有。
At least you can lead some children to the Lord, right?
带领小朋友信主不是很好吗
？And well, if they are old enough or adults that you are witnessing, just tell them four things.
如果你是给成人来做传福音的话，只有四件事情。
Of course, you got to be their friends first.
当然你要跟他们 要做朋友，有些交情，让他们知道你是爱他们的。
And then tell them A, B, C, D.
主要就是 A, B, C, D.
A, accept Jesus.
A 就是接受主。
Ask Jesus to come into your heart.
请主进入你的心里。
And B is believing in his cross and his resurrection.
B 就是相信他的十字架的大能与他复活的大能。
C confess your sins.
C 就是承认你的罪，认罪悔改。
And then D decide to have him in your heart.
D 就是决定把他请到你的心里。
I remember
A B C D.
I remember maybe 6-7 years ago, maybe 7 or 8, Dr. Eugene Louis came to our church. His wife is here today, I think.
OK， 我记得六七年前我们的 Dr. Eugene 卢来到我们教会哈，今天他的太太夫人也在这里。
And then at that time he had some illness, you remember, cancer or something.
那个时候他好像正在生病，蛮厉害的。
He almost died one time.
几乎要死。
And so I promised Mrs. Lu, I said I'll go to visit him every day. Impossible.
哦 ，Dr. Louis, OK， 所以我答应这个雷太太说，我每天都去探访他
in the,
每天
convalescent hospital.
他那个是在一个疗养院里面。
One day it happened to be after rain, the sunshine came out.
有一天刚好这个好像雨后天晴，这个太阳就射进来了，出来了。
So I walk into this Convalescent Hospital just opposite from the Saddleback Hospital. He was bathing in the sun by himself, sitting on a wheelchair.
所以当我走进去的这雷医生，他刚好坐在这个轮椅上，然后他刚好就面对了那个阳光。
I say hi, Dr. Louis.
说 Dr. Louis 你好吗？
He said, "Thank God today, God, you brought the sunshine." He said.
他说感谢神呐、啊，神呐、啊，你把阳光带进来了。
And then something surprises me.
然后有一件事情让我都觉得很震惊的。
He says, "We need to accept Jesus in our heart, isn't it?"
他就说我们是应该把主接到我们心里，对不对
？I say, "Sure it is."
然后我就说当然了。
Come on, let me lead you in prayer right now.
我们现在就祷告信主。
So he accepted Christ and he became a Christian.
他就信主了，就成基督徒了。
And you all saw him baptized here.
就在我们北教会，就在这里受洗的。
And what impressed me is that he keep on telling people to accept Jesus.
所以让我觉得很印象深刻，就是他就是一直告诉人说，哦，我接受主了，我信主了。
Later on, when he had a birthday meal, inviting all his relatives to come, the first thing he told his brothers is, "Accept Jesus, be a Christian."
后来他有一个生日的 party， 我也去了哈。他在那个时候就是告诉他的所有的弟兄，他的弟弟第一句话就是你们要信主，你们要信主，你们要信主。
And then you heard his testimony right here in our church, and also in our Thanksgiving banquet again. He wants to tell people to have Jesus in their heart.
所以你们各位也听过他的见证，在我们这个感恩节这个庆祝的时候，他也当众做见证，要我们每个人都要接受主。
And so, brothers and sisters, very easy. Just share that they need Jesus in their heart.
所以各位弟兄姐妹不是那么难，你只要肯分享就好了，就是让大家接受主。
And God will bless you to have the joy.
神会给你祝福，让你得到这个喜乐。
The reason you're witnessing, they become Christians.
然后你做见证人能够成为基督徒，多好。
Now, second thing, why the cross is so important today?
第二件，为什么十字架是对我们这么的重要呢？
This is a little tougher thing.
这个讲起来就稍微一些困难一点了哈。
Jesus told us that we must bear the cross to follow him.
耶稣跟我们讲说，我们必须要背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
Now let's read from Mark chapter 8:34-38.
我们看一下马可福音第八章34-38。
Let's read all in Chinese first and those in English just be patient, okay? Let us read it.
好，我们开始说，大家一起以中文来念，英文的就请你们稍微等一会儿哈。
请。
好。
于
是
叫
众人
和
门
徒
来，
对
他
们
说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因
为凡
要
救
自己生命，必
丧
失
的
生命；
凡
为
我
和
福音
丧
掉
生
命
的，必
救
了
生
命。
人
就是
赚
得全
世
界，
赔
上自
己的
生
命，
有
什
么益处
呢？
人
还
能
拿
什
么
换
生
命呢？
凡
在这淫乱罪恶的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
Now let's read in English, please.
English, please. Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and
said,
"Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them. And he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels."
Now, what does it mean to take up his cross?
背起自己的十字架是怎么一回事呢？
Yeah, I know the common interpretation. People will say, "Oh, yeah, I was born with some handicap, you know, I'm pushing this situation. That's my cross. I have to bear.
也听过很多人这样做，这样见证哈。因为 我大概有些这个困难，有些这个身体上的这个等等这些困难，所以我每天要超越这个困难，要对待这个困难，这就是我的十字架。
Many people think that, well, I have this sickness, this pain, my family so much trouble, I'm so poor.My IQ is not that high. That's my cross.
那也许有人就说，因为就是我生来就不是一个很聪明的人，或者是我有些疾病，或者是我家庭有些问题啊，每天就要应付这些东西啊，这就是我的十字架。
All my wife keep giving me problem every day, scolding at me. That's my cross.
太太一天他妈唠叨，一天他妈骂我这个骂我那个，这就是我的十字架。
Oh, my husband demand me this and that. Oh, terrible. That's my cross.
啊、我先生一天到晚这个不让我做，这个不让我做，那个就对我很不好，这就是我的十字架。
May I say that's not your cross?
容我说，这不是你的十字架。
It's a problem, yes.
那、啊、问题，对呀、啊，没错，是问题。
We need to pray for God's help to deal with that.
可以祷告求神帮助。
But to bear Jesus' cross is that your own willingness to bear.
但是这个要背起耶稣说你的自己十字架是要你甘心情愿的去背这个十字架。
Nobody forced you to do that.
没有人强迫你去背的。
You're willing to bear his cross.
你是心甘情愿的去背起这个十字架。
And you decided I want to follow Jesus.
因为你决定你要跟随主。
I rather to be laughed at by people.
宁愿被人嘲笑。
I still want to be Christian.
我还是要做我的基督徒。
Just like many Christians in China today.
就像今天很多中国的基督徒就是如此。
You're being looked down upon.
被人讥笑。
You have less opportunity to prosper.
然后你这发达的机会就减少。
But I still want to share the gospel.
但是我还是要去传讲福音。
That is bearing the cross.
这个才是所谓的背起十字架的意思。
I want to follow Jesus.Command to share his good news to everyone.
因为我要跟从神的命令，让我们去与人分享福音。
I would not worry about the shame.
我不要去呀，我不要去担心别人给我的一些不好的反应。
Pretty soon, I believe in America, a lot of Christians are going to be persecuted.
我相信很大概不久的将来，在美国的基督徒有可能会被受到逼迫。为什么？
Because we disagree with their idea about marriage.
因为我们对一些人对婚姻的看法是不同的。
Because we disagree with them about taking the baby down an abortion.
因为我们跟有些人对于这个堕胎的看法是不同的。
Killing lives in the mother's womb.
呀，堕胎就是杀生了。
We disagree with it.
然后我们的看法是不一样的。
You won't be popular.
那你如果要觉得很受欢迎的话
，especially in university setting，
特别是在大学里面
，your professor will laugh at you，
你的教会会嘲笑你
，your roommates will laugh at you，
你的室友会笑你
，you Christian old concept old culture， let's grow up they say，
你们基督徒啊那一套老掉牙的东西你们还在守啊，长大吧。
But if you are not afraid, you still trust in the Lord and witness for Him.
但是你不怕，你还是要相信神，然后为他做见证。
You are bearing the cross.
你就是背这个十字架。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to bear His cross today?
弟兄姐妹，你愿意今天就愿意背他的十字架吗？
When you bear His cross,
当你背他的十字架。
Jesus said, "You have to lay down yourself."
意思，基督说你要背起他的十字架，你必须。
Let's continue to read this passage here.
我们先念一下，好。
Now, maybe I will read this one first. Okay, in Matthew 10:38, shall we read together, please?
一起念。
Whoever does not take up their cross. And follow me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me
也不能做我的门徒。
中文的请
不背着他的十字架跟从我的也不配做我的门徒凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的也不能做我的门徒
Now because of these verses some Christians make a separation they say well I'm a Christian but I'm not a disciple
因为这个经节所以有人就说、哦、我是基督徒但是我不是门徒
Well, because I'm bearing the cross, that's not me. That's for, you know, brother so-and-so, they are great, you know, that deacons and their servant, not me. I'm just a Christian. I'm not a disciple.
Yeah, 就是因为这个经节他们说、哦、我因为我不是门徒我不是什么长老了我不是什么很灵性很高深的弟兄或者姐妹了我只是一个基督徒而已所以这个经节对我来说
Let me prove to you, Christians are disciples.
让我跟大家证明，基督徒就是门徒。
Disciples are Christians.
门徒就是基督徒。
Read this verse, please.
看一下。
Okay.
使徒行传。
And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. That means Paul. Okay. Brought him, and so for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called what? Christians. First at Antioch.
好，就是讲早早的就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
So brothers and sisters, a Christian who must be a disciple must bear one's own cross.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，基督徒就是门徒，门徒就必须要。背自己的十字架。
Look at Luke again, another gospel.
看一下路加福音。
All the gospel tells us that we need to bear the cross.
所有的福音都告诉我们说，我们要必须要背自己十字架。
The gospel John tells us that we need to love Jesus.
约翰福音告诉我们说，我们必须要爱神。
Yes, and Peter said, "I love you."
彼得说，神啊，我爱你。
And Jesus said that when you are young, you do whatever you want, but when you're older. Somebody may control you.
耶稣就告诉彼得说，当你年轻的时候，你可以到处走走，但是当你年老的时候，你就要受到束缚。
And look at in the Luke chapter said, whoever wants to be my disciple must first deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it. Whoever loses their life for me will save it. But what good is it? For someone to gain the whole world and use and lose forfeit their very self. Whoever is ashamed of me and my word, the Son of Man, will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and the holy angel. Truly I say to you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God.
路加福音第九章二十三到二十七节。
耶稣又对
众人
说：
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧失生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在自己的荣耀里。并天父与圣天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在每场死位以前，必看见神的国。
Those that have seen the kingdom of God is at that time just speaking to the disciples. So three disciples did went up to the mountain of Jesus and saw Jesus transformed and They saw the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣讲，毕竟神的国，我们知道，以后就有三个门徒跟耶稣到山上去，就显耶稣变相显现的时候，他们就看到神的国了。
And brothers and sisters, we must deny ourselves.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们必须要舍己。
Take up the cross.
背起十字架。
Then you can follow Jesus.
这样你才能去跟随耶稣。
Now, how do I deny myself?
说我们怎么样能够舍己呢？
就是 that is don't be selfish。
也就是说，不要太自我中心。
For loving God and loving your family, loving one another, you lay down yourselves。
那当你爱神、爱人、爱你的家人的时候，你必须要把自己摆在一边。
Put away your selfish desire。
把你自己所想要的东西先摆在一边。
Put away your temper。
把你的脾气摆在一边。
Put away your pride。
把你的骄傲摆在一边。
Put away your worldly but selfish ambition.
把你对这个俗世比较自私的一些野心欲望摆在一边。
Put away your old self and sinful self.
把你这个罪的老我也摆在一边。
Put away the evil desires and the selfish sensuous passion within us.
把我们这些心里一些很不好的一些欲望也去掉。
And take up the cross.Our cross.
然后拾起我们自己的
Not Jesus' cross.
不是耶稣的十字架。
Jesus is the Savior. He has his cross.
Yeah, 耶稣他是救主。
He died for us.
他已经在十字架救成了。
But we have a cross.
但是我们也有我们自己的十字架。
That means that we are willing to be shamed by the world.
也就是我们必须要面对，当世界嘲笑我们的时候，我们可以面对。
We are willing to die with Jesus.
愿意被世界嘲笑，我们愿意为主而死。
We don't follow our old selfish ambition no more.
我们不再遵从我们一些老我的私欲。
You say, Jesus, I want to follow you.
我们说主啊，我愿意跟从你。
I want to share the gospel with others.
我愿意与别人分享你的福音。
That's bearing the cross.
这个就叫做这个跟抬起你的十字架。
Let's say, a medical doctor named Paul Brand wrote about his parents.
有听一位 Dr. Brand 的一个人，他写了一个事情，有关他父母的事情。
His parents went to India as missionaries.
他的父母亲是到印度是做宣教
many
宣教士
many years,
很久以前了。
But it's in the 20th century.
在二十世纪的时候。
But in India in those days, not too many Christians, and they had the priests and all these witch people in the culture.
那个时候的这个印度里的基督徒是非常非常少，一般人都是信了很多很多的当地的一些巫教、邪教之类的。
So the main priest for this Indian religion sabotage Paul's parents because they're missionary, you know, they're preaching Jesus and his cross. They didn't like it. They're a different religion, not our culture.They sabotage and they criticize and hurt them.
因为这个当地的那个所谓他们印度教里面一个大祭司，因为看到他来传基督教，所以用尽各种的手段来对付他们，来背后攻击他们。
And they say, our religion is better, our God is better, our gods are better, and the Christian religion is no good. God will get rid of them. God will give them all problems.
他们就说我们的众神是更伟大的，你们基督教的神，我们的许多神一定会把你们给打走的，打跑的。
And the priest quietly poisoned all the cattle of the parents of the missionaries.
所以这个祭司就秘密的把这个传教士。他们所养的所谓的牛都下毒药。
And say, see, Christian, no more properties, no more cattle.
然后他就跟他们的人民讲说，你看，做基督有什么好处？牛都没了，牲畜都没了。
How are the missionaries going to fight this? No way, because the whole culture follow the priest.
所以你当一个传道人，你是怎么样去应付这个呢？因为大家当地人都是跟随这样的一个习俗文化。
It's not like U.S. You know, you tell the police you can't do that.
又不是在美国，你可以去报警说，哎，你怎么可以毒我的牲畜呢？没用的。
And so they suffer.
所以他们就受苦了。
But they continue in love to serve the people, give them medicine, try their best to help them.
让他们继续在爱里面能够爱这些人，继续的帮助他们医疗方面等等帮助他们。
So during the First World War, suddenly some illness epidemic contagious disease came upon the entire district.
所以在第一次世界大战突然有一个很严重的这个疾病降临了，整个区域人都得了，很多人得了这个疾病。
Many people died.
啊，很多人都死了。
And many people got sick.
很多人病了。
Guess what? The priest and his wife got sick too.
呀，所以这个当地的所谓这个大祭司跟他妻子也病了。
What did the missionary do?
那这个传道士怎么做呢？
Nourish them, they help them, they care for them.
他们去关照他，去帮助他，去照顾他们。
They eventually going to die too.
最后，这个当地的这个祭司，他也快死了。
The priest was so overwhelmed by this act of love.
但是在
he asked this missionary come to him when he died.
但是因为他对这个传教士的这些表现，他太感动了，所以他就请这个传教士，当我死的时候，请你来。
He says, "Would you, after my death, take good care of my daughter too?"
他就说，等于是临终托孤的意思，就是说，当我死的时候，你可不可以照顾我的女儿
？He says, "Sure, I'll take good care of her."
所以这个传教士说，当然，我会好好的照顾你的女儿。
Praise the Lord. After the disease is over, the daughter survived, didn't die.
所以感谢主，她的女儿生存下来了。
And then she became a wonderful Christian.
然后这个女儿，这个祭司的女儿，就变成一个很好的基督徒。
And eventually led a lot of Indians to become Christians.
带领许多的印度人来信主。
That's the process sometimes.To bear the cross.
所以这个背起你的十字架有时候是一个蛮长的一个过程的。
In Rome, in the 4th century, there was a priest or some type of a monk who became a Christian. His name is Telemachus.
在罗马在第四世纪的时候有一个人叫做
Telemachus.
Telemachus, 他信主了。
This monk became Christian, and that time, you know, Rome has become a Christianized because Constantine, the king, had become Christian too.
Yeah, 你们记得在那个四世纪之后，罗马帝国已经成为一个基督教的帝国了，因为他们的康斯坦丁大帝他自己是变成一个基督徒。
Now this monk who became Christian, but he still went back to the mountain. You know, he wanted to be.Quiet, you don't want to bother anybody. I just meditate and enjoy myself.
Okay, so this 修道士基督徒，他是一个所谓一个，就是他要在这个隐秘的地方自己去修道，他不愿意跟众人有接触的。
But then God touched him, talked to him. You need to bear the cross. You need to share Christ.
所以但是神感动他说你必须要这个背起你的十字架你必须要跟别人分享福音
So he got out from his mountain and came to Rome and visit the Colosseum
所以他就从山上他的修道地方隐秘的修道地方下了山以后就到了罗马帝国的那个最大的那个竞技场
And at that time they still have this gladiator fighting each other you know they have not stopped that kind of a fighting before they may fight animal and fight each other they still continue to do that and everybody enjoy it like a big sport
yeah 在四世纪的时候他们罗马帝国还是这个很盛行所谓的竞技场的一些节目包括人与兽斗或者人与人互相残杀等等是非常残暴的事情但是大家把它当成一个好像一个体育的一个运动一样
Some of those people probably already become Christians, some of them.
Yeah, 这些人甚至有基督徒在内
But they still go into the center of the stage and they kill each other and then they give each other very, very tough, cruel treatment.
Yeah, 但是当你在这个竞技场当下的时候在场子里的时候你即使是基督徒有的是基督徒他们还是互相残杀
Telemachus saw that.
So 这个 Telemachus 他就看到这一幕
That cannot be.
他说这个是基督徒做的事吗
Why are people killing each other here?
怎么他们自我残杀到这样一个地步呢？
They're not enemies. Why do we have this kind of a killing sport?
他说我们不是野兽了，为什么从事这么一个像野兽一般的所谓的运动呢？
So as the height of the game, Talmadge went down to the center of this big, great coliseum and said, "Stop! Stop! Stop! Don't kill each other."
所以这个修道士。Talmadge 他就在人家正在斗得正厉害的时候，他就跳到场子中间，大声的疾呼说：“停止，停止，停止！不要自相残杀，不要残杀。”
But they are having a fun time.
大家正在高兴的时候，他就跑到场上去。
Nobody listened to him.
真等于是扰场，就是搅场一样，没有人听他。
In fact, somebody in the spectator as I say, "Kill him! Kill him! Kill this guy!"
事实上，在旁边这个。观众有人就喊说：“把那个人杀掉，把那个人杀掉。”
Indeed, in the heat of the moment, they kill him too.
然后在大家这个群众这个激昂的时候，这个人就真的是被牺牲掉了，被杀掉了。
As soon as he died, lie on the field.
当他就当场被杀掉的时候
，Suddenly silence came upon the whole Colosseum.
突然大家都静了下来。
They knew this monk used to be now Christian. He died for no reason.
大家就知道了，这个修道士他是不应该被杀的。他莫名其妙的，这个基督徒就这样子就被杀掉了。
So the whole game stopped.
所以整个的这个节目就停止了。
And praise God, from then on, there have been no more gladiator fight in the Colosseum. That's how the whole thing stopped.
所以从那天开始，这个事件以后就不再有竞技场这样的一个所谓的节目，这个所谓的运动。
So one of the great historian, his name is Gibbon. He wrote in his book. He said this death of Talmadge's was more useful to mankind.Through his death, then his life.
So, 有一个很有名的一个历史家叫做 Gibbon， 他就写关于这件事情说 ，Talmadge 当他死的时候，对人所做的贡献远比他在活的时候贡献要更大。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus said, "If you're not willing to bear your own cross, you cannot."Be my disciple, not just one time, several times.
所以耶稣在四福音里面都讲，很多地方都讲了说，如果你不愿意去背自己十字架的话，你就不配，不能做我的门徒。
May I urge you not to just come to church to enjoy and have a good time, worship, singing.
容我提醒大家，我们来教会不只是说在这个一个很好的享受，冷气机吹一吹。歌唱一唱，然后聊天聊一聊，听听道而已。
You need to bear his cross.
你必须要背你自己的十字架。
Follow him.
然后来跟从他。
Share the gospel with your neighbor and friends.
与你的亲戚、朋友、邻居分享
福音。I ask God to help me to do that.
我就是请求主来帮助我。
And I'm sure God will use you much more powerful than me.
我相信神会。大大的使用，远过于他使用我。
Because you have so many friends.
因为你有很多的朋友啊。
You have so many children or grandchildren.
你有你的孩子，你的孙子等等的。
It is your job to share the gospel with them.
是你的责任来跟他大家分享主。
Proclaim the gospel to them.
向他们宣告神的福音。
Let us pray. 一起祷告。Our Heavenly Father.